Ciao, DC. Welcome to our fall podcast, sharing all things Italian in the DMV. I am your host, Alyssa Ciccone, publisher of Ciao, DC blog, the best online source for all things Italian in the DMV. Today, we are chatting with Marian Esposito, chef and TV host of the longest-running cooking show, Ciao Italia. On her upcoming appearance in Washington, D.C., her travels to Italy, and her latest book, Ciao Italia, My Lifelong Food Adventures in Italy. Welcome back from Italy, Marianne.
Thank you, Alyssa. It's good to be back.
Where did you travel, and what was on the menu for your culinary tour?
Well, this year I took a group to Tuscany, and so we hit the big highlights, of course, Florence and Lucca, San Gimignano. We visited a lot of food-related venues because, of course, this is a food tour. And so these travelers cooked with me regional specialties of Tuscany. For instance, we made the classic ribollita. We made the torta mantovana. We made arista. We made a variety of things. And we, of course, sampled many of the classic dishes in Tuscany, like bistecca, alla fiorentina, and different types of bean dishes. It was just, you know, overload.
That sounds wonderful. My goodness. And you go to, you do this seasonally, yearly?
Every year I take a group to Italy, and people can find out more about that by emailing David at italiansun.com. And this coming year in 2020, I'm going to do two trips. I'm going to do one in May to Sicily and one in the fall to Umbria.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, wonderful. We'll be sure to put that information on our blog.
Okay, great.
We are so excited that you will be coming to Washington, D.C. this fall as the host of An Evening with Marian Esposito for the National Italian American Foundation's 44th Annual Gala, Friday, November 1st at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. This dinner will feature courses from your latest book. And let us know how we can sign up for this and how we can get a seat at your table.
Well, this evening is dedicated to the region of Molise, because every year the NIAF highlights a particular region of Italy. So this year it's Molise, which is, you know, a little known region that people don't travel to very frequently. So I wanted to highlight Molise, and so this is going to be a dinner based on recipes that I've developed, reflecting Molisane cooking, and I will be doing that in collaboration with the chef at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. And if people want to go to the dinner, they can go to the NIAF website and they can get information about how to sign up. This is going to be Friday evening, of course. So, and they would receive a copy of my latest cookbook.
Wonderful. And you'll also be at the Expo Italia for an hour doing a book signing on Saturday?
On Saturday from 2 to 3, I'm going to be at the Expo signing my latest cookbook. So love people to come and say hi, maybe think about buying a book for someone who loves to cook or is a holiday present. So it'll be a lot of fun just meeting the public.
Oh, that sounds great. And your latest cookbook is Ciao Italia, My Lifelong Food Adventures in Italy. So that's going to be very special. Well, before you go, we'd love to get your chef expertise. With the holidays approaching, what favorite recipe would you recommend Ciao DC followers to cook up this season?
Oh, for sure. They have to make cappelletti. Cappelletti and brodo. That's a classic for Christmas time, for the holidays. You know, in different regions of Italy, this is prepared in a variety of ways. It's known as cappelletti, caplet in Parma, tortelli someplace else. But there's a great recipe for it in my latest cookbook. And, of course, the capon, for a roasted capon, is classic on an Italian table. And if you really want to dig into tradition, you ought to think about making a wonderful panettone to go with it.
Oh, wow. I will definitely be doing that.
Well, good.
Well, grazie, Marianne. Wonderful speaking with you as always. Ciao to your beautiful family, and I hope to see you soon in D.C. Ciao.
Ciao, Alyssa.